Oh boy, navigating very complex and difficult situations. We're going to have some fun today. Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here with a very special edition of Coach's Corner. And I wanted to spend a little bit of time with you today talking about the things that are going on out there and to give you some strategies, if you will, that will help you better navigate what's going on, because it can be very challenging, right? It's very confusing. You don't know who to believe. You're hearing this side and you're hearing that side and you go, okay, what's the truth here? And the truth is somewhere out there, but I can't find it. Well, I'm going to give you a very simple strategy that has helped me for many, many years. Ever since I learned this back, I think it was like 1995, I think it was, that I learned this strategy. And it's helped me really navigate the complexities of life. And right now, boy, oh boy, we are going through a lot of complexities, aren't we? So I'll give you an example. Let's go back to March of this year, specifically here in California, March 20th. I remember, boom, shutdown. You know, shelter in place, they say. We're going to flatten the curve. And that was the big thing. And I think a lot of us were sort of stunned because we'd never experienced this before. Right? What does it mean to shelter in place? What does it mean to do complete shutdown like this? And we really didn't have any idea what it meant. We didn't know much about this virus at the time. And so a lot of us were kind of like shocked, literally. And you know, there was that moment of, okay, what's really going on here? Is this a bioweapon? Are we under attack? You know, we had all these different thoughts going through our minds as we were going through this. And yeah, I shut down the business. You know, I didn't stop working because laptop lifestyle, right? I can work from pretty much anywhere. As long as I've got an internet connection, a laptop, you know, a webcam and a microphone, I'm good to go for the most part. So I wasn't in the studio, but I could still get enough done. And what was interesting is that I went back pretty much immediately to a strategy that Tony Robbins taught me back, like I said, in 1995. And he was on stage. And what he would do is he would talk about a situation and then he would run off to the other side of the stage. And he said, this side of the stage, this is the common sense corner. Common sense corner. And that really resonated with me because I was always a common sense kind of guy, right? If it doesn't make sense, something's amiss here somewhere. So forever, I mean, since that point, and even before then, I was always thinking about, okay, does this make sense? Right? So my question, does this make sense? Does this make sense? I know what I'm hearing. Does it make sense? Yes or no? And when it came to the virus and the shutdown, the first thing that I was telling all my clients and my friends, because they were all calling me and saying, what do we do? What do we do? And I said, the numbers are not making sense. What? The numbers are not making sense. In other words, the reaction is out of proportion to what the numbers were back in March. And you might say, well, how do we know? You know, we didn't know it was new. You're right, it was new. We didn't have a lot of information, and the media certainly wasn't doing a lot of research and bringing us a lot of good information. And in fact, what happened pretty quickly is we got censorship, right? And we got blocked on Twitter. We got blocked on Facebook. We got blocked on LinkedIn. We couldn't talk about the virus. We couldn't talk about alternative medicine, alternate ways to boost your immune system. We couldn't talk about, you know, how to protect yourself and how to protect your family. We couldn't have those conversations openly in our free speech environment that we live in here in America. We couldn't talk about those things. So it became rather difficult. So I always look at it and I say, okay, the common sense approach here, the numbers aren't making sense to really, really explain the level of fear and panic that's in society. It wasn't making sense. There weren't enough cases. There weren't enough people dying. There weren't enough people in the hospitals. In fact, around here, the hospitals are pretty much empty. And here we are, full shutdown, shelter in place, hiding from a virus. So then they said, here's a good one. You got to wear a mask. Okay, I'll bite. We'll try the mask out. See what happened. The first day I put on the mask, I went to the grocery store. A woman walks by, bang, immediately smell her perfume. Mask is doing nothing. If that perfume's getting through, pretty much everything is getting through that mask, right? So it's not a protection at all. So then I did a little bit more research and I found out that the virus measures 0.8 micron across. And then I did a little bit more research and I found out that the masks only block things that are 4 microns and larger. So anything under 4 microns, right through. It's, you know, that analogy of I'm putting up a chain link fence to keep the mosquitoes out pretty much applies here. So the mask is really not your protection. So, you look at that and you say, okay, so we're being sold this story. Common sense would dictate if I'm smelling the woman's perfume instantly, anything is getting through that mask. It's not permeable. Maybe if I happen to sneeze, it's going to block the sneeze, right? But then that's right against your face. It's pretty yucky to even think of it. But there's that thing. So I always go back to common sense. And now we're in this situation where we've got election stuff going on, and we've got, you know, resurgence of coronavirus. It's like level two, you know, lockdown again. We shut down California again. We're shutting down other states again. And you look at the numbers and you have to shake your head and go, none of this makes any sense. We're shutting down gyms. And in California, gyms represent less than 1% of all the cases that were initiated or attracted at a gym. Restaurants, it's under 2%. The numbers just, yeah, again, you look at the common sense, it does not make sense. The reaction is way over what it would need to be to really stop this from happening. Then you go and you say, okay, we've got all these cases going up, but 3 weeks ago here in California, they brought out a new test and they said, we're going to triple the number of tests we do every day. Okay, 3 weeks ago, you're tripling the number of tests and now your cases are going through the roof because you're doing more testing. A lot of people may have, you know, very mild symptoms. Some people are testing positive, like Elon Musk went to do the test. He did the test four times in the same day. Twice it came back positive, twice it came back negative. What's the test telling you? The more you do, the more positives you're going to dig up. But does that mean they're actually people who are sick? Got to look to the next number. Look at it and you say, okay, let's look at how many people are actually dying from this virus. Numbers aren't there. They don't support a full lockdown. Yeah, you might get sick, but I get the flu. Everyone gets a flu. Everyone gets a cold. Everyone gets a sore throat. We go through this. This is life, right? It's really not as dramatic as it's being portrayed in the media. And the challenge with it is you and I look to the media as being, you know, the purveyors of truth. And that may have been true in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and maybe into the 80s a little bit. But I think beyond that, the media has really shifted. It's really changed. It's not, they don't, in the old days, they would deliver a fact. Here's what happened. And they would stop at that point. And they would let you make up your mind to is what that meant. Today, it's very different. It's sensationalized, massively sensationalized. It's all clickbait, right? That's how the money's made. The money's made by the longer you're watching television, the longer you're on their websites, the more items you click on, you know, the more money they make for ad dollars. So it's sensationalized on purpose because it's a business model, and that's the business model, that's the way it works. And the reporters that we have today are not out on the street. They're not out running around chasing stories down. They're literally sitting behind their computers in an office, and they're typing up, and they're receiving a press release. They may reword it a little bit, and boom, they put it on the air. Really, that's all that's happening. There's not much vetting going on. Now, they're not just giving you the facts. They're also giving you, and this, they're allowed to do this today because it's more sensationalized and creates more of a viewership and more people are attached to it. They're giving you their opinion. Really? Do we want their opinion? These are kids who went to journalism school. These are not people who know anything about viruses and elections and fraud and legal and all the rest of these things that they're supposedly need to be experts in. They don't. They should just be, you know, delivering the facts. That's all. We don't want them for anything more, but that's not the way it is anymore. So when you watch the media, you really have to, you know, really look at it and say, okay, I'm hearing this. Does it pass the common sense test? Yes or no? Most of the time, you're going to find that it doesn't. It's not going to pass the common sense test. So what you're hearing, you could say, okay, there's more to uncover here. Harder today to uncover things because Google is now censored. So there's a lot of websites, there's a lot of information that you no longer have access to. You don't know it because you don't know what you don't know. But you go in, you cite for alternative cures for COVID. And what you'll find is very little because all that stuff has been censored and blocked. All those websites have been blocked. So you say, I'm going to go find another search engine. That's smart. Go find another search engine. Start to look for the things that aren't as censored, right? To me, it's a tragedy that we live in a society where we thought we had freedom of speech and we could share whatever we want, but we really can't. And how much of it has been held back and censored and blocked and all the rest of it on our social media platforms. And I don't know about you, but there's a tenet in marketing that you don't ever violate. You never break the trust bond between you, your company, and your customers. What did Facebook just do during this election season? Do you think they broke that trust bond? by censoring and blocking and deleting and kicking people off the platform because they took a side in something as ridiculous as an election? Why would they do that? Why would they gamble 50% of their audience? I mean, the truth is, they only exist because of us, right? The only reason they exist and make money is because they got enough of us. When we're not there, there's no more audience. Who's going to give them the ad dollars? Not the advertisers. There's no more audience. When the audience goes somewhere else, so go the ad dollars. I don't know about you. It behooves me to really think that somebody sat down in a boardroom and thought this was a good idea, you know, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Google, all of these. And things like Eventbrite and everything else, they're all involved now in this. And it's like, it's the worst possible idea. WordPress, too, by the way, is involved in one of these right now where they're kicking people off their platform because they don't agree with their point of view. Wow. Right? Wow. How did we get here? What are we going to do? How are we going to move forward now? Well, one of the cool things that's happening is other social networks are popping up. And between you and I, social media is a habit, right? So pick up the phone in the morning and the first thing you do, you go to Facebook because it's a habit. But if my friends aren't on Facebook anymore, do I really care about Facebook or do I care about my friends? I care about my friends. So I'm going to follow them wherever they happen to go because I want to see their stuff. I want to know what they're involved in, right? So that's the game we have to look at. We have to say, okay, these guys are, you know, they think they're massive. They think they're giant. They think they're everything. But now they've got competition, good competition. YouTube has got good competition now, right? YouTube was the only one for the longest time, but now there are others out there where you can put up your videos. And guess what? They're not going to be censored. They're not going to be putting, you know, this video contains false information under it. You can go to other social media sites where your posts, if you want to post politically, they're not going to be, branded with contains false information or fact checkers tell us so. My God, why do we need the media if we have fact checkers? Thinking about that, why do we need the media? We have fact checkers. Why don't we just go to them? They seem to know everything. They seem to know what's real and what's not. You know, we'll just follow their lead, right? Well, it doesn't work that way, right? And you and I know there's a lot more out there than meets the eye. We're not being fed the entire truth. A lot of what we're receiving and consuming is very censored. And very, very specifically delivered in a way to make us think a certain way and believe a certain thing. Now, let's go to the common sense corner when it comes to selection stuff, because I know a lot of people are, Rob, who do you think's going to win? Who do you think's going to win? I'm going to tell you the number one rule of marketing is enthusiasm sells. If you have no enthusiasm behind what you're doing, you don't make any sales. If I say, hey, guys, I got this great new product here. I think it's really kind of cool. I think you're going to like it, too, you know? You're really not going to buy it from me. But if I say, man, I got this new thing. I am so excited about it. I can't sleep anymore because I can't stop thinking about it. I know what it's going to do. I'm going to be helping so many people. I come with a little bit of enthusiasm. People go, ooh, I want to know. I want to learn. I want to learn more. What is it? What is it? How does it work? Right? And I'll make a lot more sales. So common sense now, that's a marketing tenet. You can't break that rule. You can't come with no enthusiasm and make that sale. You have to have the enthusiasm to make the sale. So we're looking at politics now. We're saying, okay, where was the enthusiasm? Which side? Wait a minute. Did Joe Biden get any enthusiasm? Zero. He had 8 people showing up to his rallies. Did Trump get any? He had 58,000 at one, 32,000 at another, 40,000 at another. Enthusiasm was where? And who won? By a landslide that got more votes than any president in history? The guy who had no enthusiasm behind him? Common sense. Come on. Woo! No. No way is that even possible, right? So we know something went on. We know something's not above board here. We know something is scary because everyone has lined up and is protecting that narrative. And really, that's what it is. Narrative is a story, right? And the narrative is the same throughout all the corporate media, as it were today. And now you've got big tech involved, and they're all involved in the same narrative as well. So everyone is saying the same thing. And you got to ask yourself the question, how is that even possible? And this is where, for me, I'm not happy. Really not happy, because I'm seeing things here I don't really like, right? I'm not happy about that when there's no other side to the story. There's only one side. And you're getting it from everyone's in lockstep now. Everyone's saying the same thing, the same narrative. And there really is no counterpunch anywhere in what we know as the mainstream media. when they're all on the same page, all mimicking and all saying the same things. Big tech is involved, right? And they're all doing the same thing, and they're blocking any alternate points of view. This is not America. This is not the country I grew up in, not at all. You know, we want the diverse opinions. We want people, you know, hey, this is what I believe. Hey, this is what I believe. Oh, really? Why do you believe that? I don't know. Here's, you know, and we have conversation and we create things that are better. You don't get that when there's only one side talking and you mute the other side. You don't get that. What you get is dictatorship. You get the opposite of what this country is has been built on. So now here we are. We're in this situation. Common sense is dictating that no, the numbers we're being told and what we're being told, this narrative, is incorrect. There's nothing that supports it. There's nothing that supports the shutdowns for the virus. There's nothing that supports, you know, Joe Biden winning this election by a landslide, more votes than anybody in American history ever. No, not true. So the question then becomes, how do you navigate this now? Because now we've got this mess on our hands, right? We've got relationships being broken. We've got family members yelling and screaming at each other. We've got friendships that are crumbling because, you know, one's on one side, one's believing the narrative and one's not. And there's the polarization is so much that we can't even hear each other. So how do you navigate it? Well, you got to come back to your center and find out what it is you believe and just stay there. And try to do the best you can not to make somebody else wrong because they don't believe what you believe. Hard to do sometimes. I know. I've been there, right? Not always easy to do, but we got to be able to do it. We got to be able to find that place in between and got to be able to say, hey, you know, I know you don't believe what I believe. I know you have a different opinion. I know you're believing what the media is feeding you. I get that, right? Consider something else. I have a different point of view because my experience is such that, you know, what I've experienced and what I know, my rules, my values, my belief systems are different. They give me a different picture of the way this country should be run or who should be running this country, that kind of thing. But, you know, the things that we're seeing, the violence and the hatred for people who are, you know, not buying into the narrative is scary. Right? You see that in communist countries. You see that in countries where there are literally dictatorships, where there is no dissenting voice, right? And that's scary because we've never had that before here. This is not what this country was built on at all. So we have to appreciate the dissenting voice. It keeps this country balanced. It keeps us growing. And when you mute and stifle the dissenting voice, ooh, really bad. So it starts with you. It starts with you, it starts with your family members, and then it goes out to your friends, and then it goes out with the groups you start hanging out with, and there's got to be a little bit of tolerance here. You can't get mad at someone because they don't believe the way you believe. They're not going to, and that's okay. You're allowed to have a different opinion about things. You really are. That's what this whole freedom of speech thing's about, right? So we're able to do that, but we shouldn't be beat up for it. We shouldn't be, you know, branded racist. We shouldn't be branded misogynist, xenophobes, all the stuff that's been thrown around because we don't share the mainstream media narrative. We're not buying into it. Why don't we buy into it? Why do you don't want to know why? Because common sense tells you it's wrong. Common sense tells you that's not all happening. That's all manufactured. Powerful tool when you can go back to common sense. Powerful tool when you could stop and say, okay, you know, here's what really is making sense to me. This makes sense. This makes sense. This makes sense. And then you can tune the rest of it out and you can really get really quickly, you know, what's real and what's not for you. Now, your level of common sense may be different than mine. That's okay. You know, we're not all thinking the same way. And that's what makes this country great. We all have different opinions. We all come from different backgrounds. We have different values, different rules, different belief systems. But once we get mad at each other for that, it's game over here. We can't do that. You just can't do that, right? So my opinion is going to be different from yours. You may not like my opinion. That's okay. I'm entitled to it. And I may not like your opinion, but you are entitled to it as well. And I don't hold a grudge against you for having a different opinion. You know, maybe I learned from you. Maybe I'm smart enough to say, okay, you know, you see it this way. Tell me more. What's real exciting about what you see? Maybe I'm not seeing it. Maybe the stuff I'm exposed to is showing me a different picture of what you say you believe. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. Then the moment we stop doing that, it's game over. It's game over. We'll never have relationships. We'll never get past this COVID stuff. We'll never get elections where people will believe in them again, right? It's always going to be, well, I'm not sure anymore. I don't know. Was it real? Was it not real? Was it manufactured? Was it fraud, right? And we've got to get to that point where we start trusting each other. because we're going off the deep end here, guys. We really are in a lot of ways, and we can pull it back. It doesn't have to go this way, and we can do a lot better. So that's my message for you today. I wanted to just get on here and share that. You're certainly welcome to disagree, but truthfully, you know, come back to common sense and get all the media nonsense out of your head and stop buying into the narrative of it, and just, you know, use your own belief system. Use your own things you believe in. And, you know, a lot of stuff out there in the media, you only have what the media has told you. You don't have the rest of the story. So don't get too emotionally attached to the story because you don't have the full picture, right? Very difficult to really look at it and say, hey, you know, I really know what's going on, but I don't have the full story. And if I don't have the full story, how am I supposed to ever figure out what is, let's see here. Stop that from deep. How are you ever going to figure out what's true and what's not true? Simple. Common sense. That's your answer. Talk to you soon. Thanks for watching.